You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Bo, Moshabeh Avshalom is commanded to go to Paro, and he should be aware that his condition is very kabed. He is very stubborn. So now the question is that when Moshe ben Aaron Shalom was told to go to Paro, so was he scared of Paro, or in general, the stubborn people, are they scary or they're easy to deal with? They're difficult. So now, when Hashem is telling Moshe ben Aaron Shalom to go to Paro, was he scared or he was not scared? Or Hashem was scaring him? Why Hashem needed to inform him that the condition of the Paro is very kabed? He has hardened his heart. What benefit Moshe ben Aaron Shalom will gain? No, if his system is closed, he's not going to listen. So what difference does it make?
So why at a certain point he asked, he left the room and he let them talking together because he didn't want them to be closed out. When he was asking them things, he let them go. At a certain time, he talked in between them, and they came to a conclusion. If he was staying in place, he would not be.
No, he never was willing to bend to Moshe or Ribono Shel Olam.
For one of the Makot, he said, I mean, a few of them he says yes, then change his mind. But to get to the yes, he had to do something.
No, that was the end. That was the last plague that came about. But here, what do we learn? That Hashem is informing us when he sent Moshe to Paro, he was stubborn to maximum. No, here, right here, because he's telling him, go, because I've hardened his heart. So now, the psychology behind this message here is that the stubborn people, they're not scary. Actually, they're very weak and fragile. So here we learn, when Moshe was sent to Paro, and the condition of Paro is, as we see, that he's very hard-headed. So what's the use to go to him? So that means if Hashem is telling Moshe to go to him, that means there's nothing to worry about, because the stubborn people, actually, why they're stubborn? Because the most problem that they have is to gain attention. Because they're lacking attention. So by being stubborn, so then they stand out. So why they need attention? Because they lacking whatever that they're supposed to receive, either from their childhood, whatever that they desire. So this hard-headed attitude actually is not a scary matter. Why? Because they're hiding themselves behind what exactly it is. For example, you know, in a few months, we're going to celebrate a very beautiful festival. It's called Purim. So now Purim, we have a custom that we wear costume. So now let's say a little kid, put a crown on his head. So how do you treat a kid with a crown on his head?
Not so beautiful.
You bow down to the kid.
He's
a king. Right, so the custom doesn't make him a king, does it? No, it doesn't. So now, that's the story exactly, that Paro, you look at the letter, you bring the ayin first, is Oref. So that means Paro actually is pretending he's a king. And many do feel that they like to be a king, they act like a king. You know, they scream, they're stubborn, they're yekdandeh, you know, they're hard-headed, because it gives them such a boost. Like, let's say, back to the kids. You know, sometimes they wear their Abba's shoes or Imma's shoes. Why do they do this? Because when they wear their Abba's shoe or the Imma's shoes, then they feel, you know, I'm big, or they climb on the chair, you know, they feel giant. But what made them to be giant? You need to take the chair out, what happens to them? What happens? They fall down. It happens to us too. Many times, you know, we feel very boosted up. You have a crown, we climb on the chair, so then Rosh Hashanah pulls the chair out. All right, so that's what happens to us. So here you see very interesting message. Hashem says to Moshe, go. I made his heart hard. He feels, you know, he's a king. He's great, he's giant, but there's nothing to it. In Sefer Devarim, when Moshe Baruch Shalom was reviewing all the incident of what happened in past 40 years. So he tells him that at the time after Matan Torah, it's stated in Torah, Anochi Omed Ben Hashem Ben Echeb. As you recall the incident that took place, that when Hashem spoke to Am Yisrael, they only could hear two. So then Am Yisrael, they said, you be the intermediate. So Moshe says, Anochi, I was the intermediate between you and Hashem, right? That's what he says. Anochi omed ben Hashem or ben Hashem. So now you can read this pasuk in a different way. What does Anochi means?
I.
We have a term, it's called Anchuniyot. You know what that is? That means ego, selfishness. So then, here, the psychology behind this pasuk is very, very powerful. And it is, Anochi Omed. What does Omed mean? Partition. That means your selfishness is a partition between Hashem and
you.
You know what a scary pasuk it is? It says, Anochi, your selfishness, Omed. Is as a partition Ben Hashem or Ben Echem. That means when you let minute Ya'ava to enter your system, a minute Takabor goes into your system, then you disconnect the connection between yourself and Ribono Shola. Yeah, that's what you're marking. So here we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was told to go to Paro, he said, Lalu Gava. So when he has Lalu Gava, that means he's disconnected from
Hashem.
So if somebody is disconnected from Hashem, is there any point to be worried about him?
No.
Scared of him?
No.
So that means the stubborn, egoistic people. Actually, they're living in a fake olam. That means the existence, unfortunately, doesn't apply. And that's unbelievable lesson. It's a very artificial boost that people many times they gain. by their wealth, by their money, by their position, they feel they have such a power. But here we see, actually it's the other way around. The more you are boosted up, you become less scary. Why? Because the connection is completely and the more humble you become, you have higher connection. Actually, it's a very interesting thing. Which is more hazardous, fire or water?
Fire. It's water, not water.
Water or fire?
Water. More.
Fire or water?
Water.
Which one?
Water.
Fire?
Water. The water.
Which is easier to put off?
Fire.
Fire or water?
Fire.
Easier. To put off.
Fire.
We have fire department. Do you have water department too to put it off? Put off the water? No, I mean to put it off. To is that which one makes more noise? Fire or water?
Fire.
Fire.
Water.
Water. Which one? Which is more quiet, fire or water?
Which one do you like?
Fire.
Fire. So now here is very interesting. Fire, that looks like more hazardous, makes more noise. It's easier to put out than the water that is quiet. So I mean, the less quiet you become more dangerous.
More power.
Exactly. The more alive you become, the more humble you become more scary. The more you make noise, the more you have gava, there's nothing to it. See what a powerful message it is?
Yeah.
The more humble you become, you become more effective and more powerful. Hashem is like, you know, to become like a water. Quiet, don't make too much noise. And always,
more powerful to
come back. Be more ma'amin than the Hashem. How much powerful bring us Yeshua with the Hashem. B'sorot tovot, semachot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.